ourselves, all listening to the writings of one man, the ideas of one man. That's power, Robert!
Since when did words ever win a kingdom?
Leave that to me.
Filmmaker Roland Emmerich sets Anonymous in a royal court where Queen Elizabeth's scheming advisors, William and Robert Cecil, have dampened Her Majesty's love of the arts.
My gift is a play.
Play? Plays are the work of the devil. Born from a cesspool of plague, whoredom, thievery, fornication, and heresy. Comedy or tragedy?
Comedy, Majesty.
Comedy? By whom?
By Anonymous, Your Majesty.
Anonymous.
Anonymous is Edward de Vere, the 17th Earl of Oxford. In the film, the nobleman despises the Cecils for their rigidity, as much as they despise him for his poetic license. His social standing does not allow him to publish his work under his name. So, he hires a lowly actor to pretend he is the bard and stage the plays for the masses. The impostor? William Shakespeare.
Ben, I'm an actor. Every inch of me, down to my very toes. I crave to act.
So bloody well act like a writer. And for God's sake, keep off the stage, will you? Writers do not have time to act.
Anonymous is based on a theory that emerged about a century ago. It claims that William Shakespeare could not have written the literary works attributed to him because he had neither the education nor the worldliness reflected in the manuscripts.
Have another go at one of my roles. No! Only Will Shakespeare can pump the life into Romeo's veins.
Ronald Emmerich's film validates the idea. The German filmmaker, known for action films, surprises us with his skilled and nuanced depiction of the times. Acclaimed actors such as Derek Jacobi, who introduces the story, and Vanessa Redgrave, who plays an older Queen Elizabeth, offer superb performances and give weight to the theory. Less well-known actors like Rhys Ifans, who interprets Edward de Vere, and Edward Hogue as the venomous Robert Cecil, are so riveting they make the story credible.
Well, I can't very well use my name, can I? I'm the 17th Earl of Oxford, the Lord Great Chamberlain of England, Viscount Bulbeck, Lord of Escales, Sanford and Battlesmere, etc., 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 no.
Emmerich believes the theory.
I'm very 100% sure that William Shakespeare was a fraud and was like a play broker, a grain merchant, like a minor actor. And there is no evidence in all his records, that he was a writer. It more looks like that he was illiterate.
The story describes De Vere's writing as politically subversive.
All art is political, Johnson, otherwise it would just be decoration. And all artists have something to say, otherwise they'd make shoes. And you are not a cobbler, are you, Johnson?
In the film, the plays incited the masses to rise up against self-serving aristocrats in the royal court. Proponents of Shakespeare concede there is no direct evidence to prove without a doubt that Shakespeare wrote the plays and sonnets. But Michael Collins, a professor of English at Georgetown University, says there is enough information to establish Shakespeare as the author.
Edward de Vere was dead in 1604, I believe it was. Shakespeare continues to write until 1612, 1613. So that's the other question. How do the later plays, which embody, from some points of view, references to contemporary events, how do you account for the fact that Edward de Vere is dead and the plays continue to be written?
Fraud! Charlatan!
He came to me, Ben.
Anonymous is an entertaining story, well told, that celebrates the works and words of the bard. They survive to this day, regardless of who wrote them.
Promise me you'll keep our secret safe.
Penelope Poulou, VOA News, Washington.